Monday, November 13th, 2006, Edmonton Oilers versus the Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game number 17.
Volski, quick passing for Stamkos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow-up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hejduk. Through the crease. Score! Joe Sakic!
Lapidating Marty Turco in the Dallas net right now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this 30th episode of the AvsCast. Today, well, yesterday we took on the San Jose Sharks, and we lost to them to continue what is now our four-game losing streak. They have the number one ranked power play in the NHL, and they showed that off yesterday, getting the game-tying and game-winning goal on the power play. The Avs also let up their second shorthanded goal in the last two games. Brunette got in his fourth consecutive fight in the last four games. And the Avs went on to lose by a score of 4-3 and remain at the bottom of the Northwestern Conference. When we return, we will have the first period under review. The first period was pretty good for the Avs. They scored only 2 minutes into the period to get the 1-0 lead, although they were outshot by a 6-8 ratio. They still outscored the San Jose Sharks 1-0. The Avs left the period with a 1-0 lead, and when we return, we will have the second period under review. She said she couldn't stay when her night had just begun. She wanted me to know what she didn't know herself. Said I was one of my lovers. Hey now, that's something else. The Avs turned up in the second period, getting an amazing 21 shots in the second period alone, over three times what they had in the first period. San Jose got very few shots. They got less than they had in the first period, but they still scored one goal to tie the game at one. When we return, we will have the third period under review. I said it's out of sight. What with the attitude? And she said it's all right. So what's the altitude? I said it's out of sight. What with the attitude? And she said it's all right. She said let's get away now. Let's go down by the bay. The third period was almost as good as the second period for the Avs. They had just under 20 shots, but they did break the 40-shot mark, which every game we've done, we have lost. So I was definitely a little superstitious that we were going to lose this one, and sure enough, I turned out to be right. The Colorado Avalanche scored to take a 1-0 lead pretty early into the period, which was then the San Jose Sharks responded with a goal of their own, and then Sakic came down about at the 10-minute mark on a breakaway, well, semi-breakaway, down the right wing, and he took a bullet wrist shot that went right through the goalie's legs. Not even 3 minutes later, the Avs got a too many men on the ice power play that I definitely thought we didn't deserve. And then they had a power play, and then we got a hooking penalty, which that we sure didn't deserve. It was an offsides call, and then the guy got hooked. So that is what cost us the game, that penalty, because only 4 seconds later, they scored on us. And then it took them only about 20 seconds to score the fourth game-winning goal and take the game 4-3. Overall, this was one of the better games the Avs had had in their last four games, although they have lost them all by one goal. We still have had a very good chance and just haven't been able to produce. When we return, we will have the regular housekeeping. Avscast widget version 1.1 is live and available for download on the Avscast site or on the Apple widget site. Please join our live podcast on this Friday the 17th at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Please note that that is 1 hour later than we have mentioned in the last podcast. That is just so that it will start right after Friday's game against Columbus, which is at 5 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. This time we hope to have a few people dial in, whereas last live podcast no one showed up. I did do a live podcast on Friday for my other podcast, 24 Under Review, and we had a pretty good turnout compared to what I was expecting. We did have a few people dialed in and 10 people streaming and chatting, and it worked better than I had hoped. Please feel free to visit our forums, which can be found by checking out the podcast description. Also, a nice thing the NHL has done, assuming you have broadband internet. Well, I guess you don't need it, but if you do, you'll have a much better experience than without it, is NHL on Google Video. It doesn't cost anything as of now, but I think that will change pretty soon here. The site is video.google.com/nhl.html. If you didn't get that, then just look in the album artwork, and you can click that little link you'll see there. Last, but for sure not least, the Avscast is now NHL accredited, so we hope to go to a few games this year and do a semi-live podcast at each of them. Lastly, we apologize for not having any of the live recordings and not having this podcast out the night the hour after the game, because the entire Avscast crew was at the game, and we couldn't get the recordings, and we got home too late to do the podcast. So thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of your week.